This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Talk about the start of the baseball season in earnest. Coming up here on Thursday, Orioles in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. Here to talk about that and everything else going on as we get ready for hopefully an exciting 2025 campaign. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, USA Today. Let's welcome back to the show, Gabe Lax. Gabe, what is happening? Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's right around the corner here, so it seemed like a very long spring, but now it's go time, apparently, so let's go.
All right, let's start with the Blue Jays, the first birds here, before we get to the Orioles, and they were a big disappointment, arguably the biggest disappointment in the American League in 2024. They have some big contract issues. They're going to have to be addressed. Vlad Jr. has already Mutombo'd the offer that they gave him in spring training. How much could that possibly hang over their heads this year, a disgruntled star? Or could this be a team that's going to look to redeem itself after that bottoming out when a lot of people thought they could be one of the favorites to win the World Series last year?
Just a great variance in what this team could be this year. Start with Vladdy. I think he'll be fine. You know, he seemed extremely confident when he sort of turned down that contract offer and ready to put up a big season and perhaps, I don't know if you say prove the Blue Jays wrong, but at the very least strengthen his position. In a lot of ways, there's only one way to go but up for this team, and so much talk about Vladdy, but Bo Bichette to me really is kind of the key guy on this team. Just a really bad and injury plagued season last year, very uncharacteristic of him. They got off to such a bad start. They were buried by Memorial Day. You know, he ends up hitting .225, you know, only playing in 81 games. So he, too, is a free agent, very highly motivated. And, you know, he's still just 26, 27 years old. He's a really good player and ready to kind of get back into that conversation of maybe getting a nice nine-figure kind of contract or something close to that. He needs a big year. And then the pitching is really interesting because a couple of their kind of glue guys, veteran guys, Kevin Gausman and Chris Bassett, a little slippage last year. Weren't quite Gausman, kind of lost that dominant, strikeouts per nine innings and all that kind of stuff. And Bassett had a career worst ERA. So, if they can just be a little steadier and Max Scherzer stays upright, the pitching should be okay. But all that stuff can go in so many different directions. So that's why I think they're really just kind of a fascinating team to watch this year, given that almost anything can happen.
Gabe, let's get away from the AL East and talk about the Centrals, both in the American and National League. Three teams come out of the Central in the American League last year. Maybe Minnesota, at the end of the day, might be the most talented of them all. Milwaukee won their division by 10 games, and, you know, they've had attrition again. But what about Adamas is gone, et cetera, et cetera. Which of the Centrals, American or National, should be the more entertaining or intriguing division?
I'm going to go with the AL on that one, just because, again, they got three teams onward last year. That was crazy. Nobody envisioned that, certainly. And I kind of like the Tigers in this group. I think they really, the way A.J. Hinch kind of handled the team down the stretch last year with a lot of conviction and a lot of confidence, I think he knows how to handle this kind of weird pitching thing that they got going on. I think bringing back Jack Flaherty was a really solid move. Kind of wild. They ended up acquiring their starting shortstop Trey Sweeney in exchange for Flaherty, and now he's back in their rotation. If he's healthy, suddenly it's a really nice look with the best pitcher in baseball right now, Tarek Skubal, at the top of that thing, and then you get the bottom three guys and mixing and matching with the bullpen and all that, and the continued maturation of their young hitters. You know, Riley Green still just 24 years old and already an all-star caliber guy in that lineup. Gleyber Torres, he's out of New York, the pressure's off him a little bit, but very interesting to see how he, slides in amid all these pretty good left-handed hitters. So it's an interesting division. I don't know if Cleveland will have enough offense to kind of buttress their pitching voodoo magic they seem to come up with every year. But you're right, though. The Twins, are going to be there. And then the Royals, with so much talent, I think they'll be right on the playoff bubble, and which is when you get into the whole, how will all the AL East teams do against each other, and will that, will they beat each other up enough that a Kansas City can slide in there from the Central? So, but all these teams are legitimate. It's not like they're going to be all feasting on the White Sox, and that's why they get in. So, and if you're looking at a potential wild card situation, you really got to keep an eye on the Central teams and how they're doing, and that kind of frames how the playoff race might stack up.
Gabe Lax, USA Today, talking baseball with him. Season begins in earnest on Thursday. Orioles in Toronto, 3:07 first pitch against the Blue Jays there, Rogers Center. In the AL West, who's your favorite right now to win the division? Texas already has some injury problems. Everyone's kind of banged up, it seems, as we're in the end of spring training here. But who is your AL West favorite as we sit here, Gabe, on March 25th?
It was the Rangers, and I'm tentatively sticking with the Rangers, even though, obviously John Gray going to be out for a while. They're actually going to, rely on Patrick Corbin in a couple turns through the rotation here coming up. When you're talking about late spring veteran signings, definitely give the edge to the Orioles. Kyle Gibson will probably give them what they want, something resembling a quality start every time. Patrick Corbin just going to eat some innings for the Rangers, which is a little scary. He could pitch them out of a lot of games, but I really like what they've done with the lineup. Jock Peterson, nice left-handed stick, kind of mixing in with those guys. I think the Seager Simeon crew, I think they have at least one more really good run in them. And then you look at Wyatt Langford and making that next step up, along with Jake Berger, a really nice acquisition to balance the lineup and give it a little more heft at the bottom too. They added nicely to their depth. I don't know how to feel about the Astros. I'm a little down on what they did and didn't do. But you take another look at them. Their pitching's pretty good, if not really good. One more year of Framber Valdez, he'll be on the market next year. Ranel Blanco, not just a no hitter wonder. He ended up with a really solid season last year. And then Hunter Brown, I don't think he'll ever be an ace, but he'll be a solid number three guy. So I'm feeling like kind of same as it ever was. I don't think the Mariners are going to hit. I really don't. Nothing has changed there. So. Same as it ever was, I think Texas-Houston as a 1-2 in some order is what we're going to be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Seeing out there.
Hey, Gabe, is there a team that, you know, not a lot of people are talking about that may surprise a bunch of people that you may like a little bit more than other people do?
Well, there's a couple of what I like to call volatile teams, and I kind of put the Astros in that because they can go in a lot of different directions. I think the Giants are very interesting out in the NL West. Unfortunately for them, they are in the NL West, which is just absolutely loaded, save for everybody beating up on the Rockies. Their pitching is in pretty good shape if Verlander can continue to stay healthy. You know, you kind of take for granted Logan Webb, who's just a really solid all-star caliber guy who can chew up 200 innings atop that lineup. But Jungwoo Lee, if he can stay healthy, we saw flashes of what he could do last year. And they have the best left side of the infield in baseball in Willie Adames and Matt Chapman. Those guys are going to be so fun to watch defensively. The question is, you know, can Adames, you know, he's not going to have that nice 30 home run power that he had in Milwaukee most likely. Can he adjust to Oracle Park and take his doubles and not try to do too much? Because he got the biggest free agent contract in franchise history, $182 million. So if those parts click, I kind of like the Giants to make a little more noise in a very loaded NL West than people might be expecting.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.